It's something you don't expect to see in Seattle, a rattlesnake. Seattle Animal Control Director Don Jordan told KUOW's Lisa Brooks what happened.
So a couple of days ago, we had a call from a concerned citizen that there was a rattlesnake in her front yard. And so we had an officer respond, and the area was about 120th and Fremont Avenue North in North Seattle. And sure enough, there was a small 2-foot snake that was sunning itself on the rock. And we determined that, in fact, this was a western rattlesnake.
And western rattlesnakes are native to the west, but not here, right?
Not here. They're not native to western Washington. You'll see them in eastern Washington. And so the first question comes to mind, well, how did it end up here? Well, it's possible it could have been somebody's pet that they had captured. But it's more likely than not that it hitched a ride on somebody's vehicle from eastern Washington here to western Washington and ended up in the environment where it was at. So what we've done at this point is we're working with a licensed wildlife trapper to have the snake relocated back to its native habitat there in eastern Washington.
So your animal control people are, I'm sure, briefed in how to handle vicious animals, dogs, cats, and that sort of thing. How do you train someone on dealing with a rattlesnake that they probably have never encountered before?
Well, other than just classroom training, it's simply OTJ, on the job. So, a lot of what our humane law enforcement officers do these days is you got to utilize common sense. They have all the equipment. They have snake tongs. They have burlap bags and such to properly capture and contain the snake. But, a lot of what we do, especially when we come across species that we've never handled before, is, just utilizing a variety of your skills and training, but using common sense to make certain that you're not in harm's way, as well as the citizens of Seattle, and to make certain that we're not going to injure the snake.
So did you get a debrief from the officer that captured this one? And if you did, what did they do exactly?
Well, so this was actually a pretty easy capture because it was a fairly cool day. And so the officer had indicated that the snake was pretty slow moving. But I'll tell you, once we got the snake down here in a custody and had it in an aquarium, once it's warmed up, it's quite vibrant. It's kind of an aggressive snake. So it would like to do what snakes do, at least with this kind of species. Since it's been down here, if you approach the aquarium, it'll coil up and get ready to strike.
Is it pretty popular with employees today? Is everyone coming by to take a peek?
Everyone has come by to take a peek, and it'll soon be on its way to eastern Washington today, I believe.